See, I want to ask you to read from the Bible, Hebrews 10th chapter, 25th verse. Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, 10th chapter, 25th verse. In India, they all worldwide, they given some, they conducted some, the man who is going to count the money very soon. They count the money, they will give a lot of money in that man, he is supposed to count. The many countries, they participate in that game. Say, the, who is going to count all the money within a second. So in that case, there was a man in Calcutta, he win that, the counting the note. Just within a second, he counted thousands of rupees immediately. So taking it immediately like that, check, 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 check. Even Americans, they attend, and British people attend, and German people, they attend that game. But this man got win. So what is the matter? We saw that magazine, how we got win that counting the note. Because he's always, whenever he find time, he is to counting, just is doing that. He had a great experience. So I request you, when you find time, you take the Bible. That is my experience. When you find time, you take the Bible and simply you do like this. Keep doing like this, and keep doing like this. I want to take 1 Samuel. Okay, 1 Samuel is here. See, 1 Samuel. I want to take Psalms, and Psalms is here. I want to take the Proverbs, then Proverbs will be there. Then you try like that. Keep trying on. You will be the first person to take the Bible and read it immediately. That kind of nature, that kind of abbey we need to have. See, where I studied the Bible college, in that place, they will say Hebrews 10th chapter, 25th verse, if they say, somebody will read it, just anything like. Then I saw that when I went to the beginning, when I joined in this church, I saw how fast they are reading. Wow. Then I was wonder, Lord, give me such a gift. I want to read it immediately. Then I keep praying. In the church, the pastor says the word, Hebrews 10 chapter 25th verse, I want to read it immediately. Help me. How to read that? How these people are reading? Then God gave that such a grace. Now, wherever I go to the church, in my India, there's somebody preaching, immediately I will take the Bible. I love that. So just take the passage, which passage? Joshua, or Psalms, or Ezekiel, Isaiah, whatever, that immediately we used to take. Therefore, it gives some good idea. We are very thirsty about the Bible. So you try that. You can have that experience. God bless you. See, in the Bible it says, can you read for me, Pastor? Please, Pastor. We should not neglect the assembly, the church. It says, in my Bible says, the people who they are neglecting the church, they are avoiding the church, not to go to church. Why? Because they are little bit foolish, my Bible says. Foolishness. They don't have correct wisdom. That's why they are neglecting the church. The Bible, my Bible, four languages says like that. The people who they no proper mind, proper steady mind, they are always neglecting the Bible, church. We should not neglect the church. Whatever it is, rain or hot, wind or no wind, all the circumstances, something happened in my family, but don't stop the worshiping service. The Sunday, we have a service here. We should not stop the church. We must attend the church, then we must do the other things. First God, then next everything. See, unfortunately, my mother-in-law died and Saturday evening. Then Sunday we need to bury him, because we don't have like this funeral home like that. No, we don't have like that. We must keep it in front of our house, and all the relations, family, they will come and they will wait, and they, when they see that, and they will fix the time, they will bury them. For me, my mother-in-law is in my church, so she died. She is a very good woman. Unfortunately, by God's grace, he took away. She died. She have a stomach pain. Only one night, within a few hours, she died. So next day is Sunday. What must I do? First, I conduct the church service. There I went to my mother-in-law place. Then we buried her. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must give first preference God. So, we should not neglect the assembly gathering. The people who they don't have proper mind, they are neglecting, the Bible says. I didn't say that. The Bible says, if you have a sound mind, you can't neglect the church. See, there was a India, there was a pastor, and somebody came to him, and the church members, they told, Pastor, we are unable to come several weeks, the church. We didn't go anywhere, just we are at home only. But unfortunate, today my youngest daughter, the little one, the snake came and she bitten my baby, the snake, poison snake. Please come and pray for my daughter. She is at home, the parents told the pastor. And the pastor was hurried to that place, and the little baby is laid down in the bed. She is almost going to die, because that's a poisonous snake is in India. So the little baby, there were some other children also, four children. The little baby caught the snake by biting her. What happened? The pastor is going to pray for now, and they said, please come everybody, we will pray for the little baby. He called mom and dad and the other children, they gathered there. The pastor start to pray. Father God, thank you for your sending wonderful snake to bite the little baby. That is a small snake came and it bitten the small baby. And please, you send one more snake to bite the other brother in this house. And also I request you send one more snake to bite another son. And also I request you, Lord, you send one more big snake to bite the sister. And also I request you, Lord, send one more big snake, let it bite the brother of this house. So he prayed, thank you, Lord, you have answered my prayer, because they are not coming to church. They don't want prayer. So when the snake came and bite, then only they come to God, then only they come to church, then only they request me to pray. So therefore, every time I'm expecting you send the snake, I'm willing to pray. He told that. And after that, the people, they said, Pastor, my baby's okay. Why do you want to pray like that? What happened to you? Because many weeks I didn't see you in the Sunday service. You and your husband and your children, they are missing in the church. I told God, any circumstances, they must come and worship you. What is the right way to bring them inside? I asked God. God told, I will make it way for them to attend the church. That's why God said, small snake to bite the little baby. And another snake, I pray, if they send snakes to snake, coming again and again, the snakes, it come and bites, then it will be good for me. God will heal you every time. I will pray for you. You will come to the church, he told. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. 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 See, when you say praise the Lord, hallelujah, all the darkness will go away from your house. So that's a very important. I have many experiences like that. See, therefore, did we need snake or did we need grace? No, we don't want snake to bite. We will worship God. We don't want anything harm. We want to grace from God. So one time it's happened, the Bible says, we should not neglect the church. And one time some of them, they sent the invitation from Zurich to attend the conference, big conference. Somebody recommended my name and they sent the visa, everything to me. Please come and attend the conference. That is 6 days conference. So the conference starts Monday morning and it's going to be end Sunday night. Like that they arrange the conference. And some of the man, businessman, he came forward to provide the ticket for me. Then I went to the, I want to go to Zurich, attend the conference. So I was so happy. And then I don't know anybody where I'm going to stay even one night also. Only if I get the flight on Saturday evening, entire Sunday I can travel in the flight. And Monday morning I will be there. I can attend the conference. In Bangalore city, some of the pastors also, they received the invitation to attend the conference. Then for me, I'm thinking, everybody they want to travel Saturday evening. Entire Sunday they will travel in the flight. Then the Monday morning they will be in the conference. That is easy. But I thought, Lord, I should not become a foolish. I have to attend the church service. First God, I like to attend the church. I want to listen to God. I want to worship Him. I want to praise Him. I want to sing unto Him. So therefore I can't miss it. If I miss the church service, the Bible says I am a foolish. So the only way to worship Him. So I went to the people, the travels ticket they arranged. My ticket has to give Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The Saturday and Sunday I can't travel. You can fix the ticket anytime, Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, I told. And they said, Pastor Timothy, if you're going to Wednesday, your flight arrangement, then you will be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You have to take a hotel 4 days, each day $400, the hotel. So what you are going to do it? Are you going to travel in Saturday, entire Sunday traveling? Then you will be in Monday, the conference. But if you want to travel in Wednesday, I don't want to miss the service, Sunday service. I like to honor God. So honoring God is very important. I told, no problem. Arrange the ticket on Wednesday, I told. They arranged the ticket for me Wednesday. And one more pastor, he came next to me. Pastor, I will join with you, he told. Okay, if you want to travel Wednesday, you come with me. If you want to travel Sunday, don't come with me, please, I told. But what about the 4 days hotel money? We don't have. God will provide, I told. Okay, I will follow you, he told. Then I'm praying. Ticket is booked already. And so I keep praying. And one friend of mine, he came. Hey, Pastor, I heard you are going to Zurich. Attend the conference. I don't know anybody there. I said, I don't know anybody there. No, I have a friend of mine in Zurich. Can you able to contact him? He told. Yes, please give me the address. He didn't give the telephone number. He gave only the address. Then I went to the post office. Then I sent one telegram to the gentleman. Listen, I am coming to Zurich. This is an Indian pastor wearing white and white dress, holding the Bible in the hand all the time. Short man wearing white dress, holding the Bible in the hand. You come and meet me in the airport, Zurich airport, so and so time. I send the telegram, whether it is reached or not, but I got into the flight. So I'm traveling. One more pastor is with me. Which hotel we are going to stay? We don't know that. Where is the money? We don't know that. We don't have any money. No problem. But I want to honor God, worship Him. So, Lord, you arrange some service there, attend the Sunday service also. I don't know any place. Then the flight reaches in Zurich airport. I said, thank you, Lord, you brought me in the right time. I am able to glorify you. Please, thank you, help me some more time. Then I'm getting down and I went to the baggage claim. Then I took my suitcase. Then I'm pulling out the suitcase. And some of them I saw, they're hiding in the pillars. There's a big pillars are there. One man is hiding. However I'm going, he's hiding from me. Then suddenly he came next to me. He's a white man. He and his wife, they came and hugged me. You are a Pastor Timothy? Yes, I am Pastor Timothy. Hey, we received your telegram. So we want to meet you. We are coming from 250 miles away. My house is 250 miles away. So we want to take you to my house. Is it okay with you? Are you going to stay anywhere? No, I'm going to stay with you, I told. Oh, so glad. They gave me, two of them, they gave the kiss. Then they took me, myself and another pastor. They took me very hills area. So I went there. There's a beautiful place. They are conducting hotel. They are the owners of the hotel. And they give wonderful room, very beauty rooms for me and my friend. We stayed there every minute, every time, correct time, correct meal, it came. Then he said, Saturday night, hey, Pastor Timothy, we would like to have you in our church, but there is a language problem. If you talk in English, I can translate in my language to the people, he told. Okay, I can come. Then I went there, they singing song, and myself, I am just praising God and hallelujah, just I am doing it. Then they asked me to preach something. I preached 20 minutes. They are very happy. I don't know whom I have to meet. Whosoever I am talking to them, they are telling some different language. Oh, Zurich and British, German, their language is different. They want to talk their language only. Oh, I managed. And the Sunday night service is over also. And Monday morning, they took their flight, a car, and he and his wife, they took me to the Zurich conference place. They dropped me. While they are dropping me, they gave $400 offering. Hold this, please. But that man is not here. He died just now, some few years ago, he died. I don't have any address for them. Still, I am telling you. I didn't get any address. I don't have any touch up with them. I don't know anybody. Just like that way it gone. But God is able to meet our need. First of all, we must have with wisdom mind. So good wisdom. Therefore, if you have a good wisdom, you never miss the church service. You can come to the church service. The people who they don't have wisdom, they are missing. Foolish, the Bible says. Foolish people, they are neglecting the church. Anywhere in the world, Sunday comes, you must go to the church. That is very important, very important. One day I went to the, very far away from my city, very far away, nearly 600 and something miles, I traveled. When I traveled, and they asked me to preach in the Sunday service, in that place I preached. Then I have to come back Monday morning to my home. I have some urgent work. But I'm missing Sunday evening service. What must I do for that? So I'm coming on the way. I took the bus 5 o'clock. The buses keep coming. There is one big city came, 7 o'clock. The bus stopped for the having some snack, something, coffee or tea. They stopped the bus. Then I thought, oh, right time. There will be 7 to 8, there will be some churches will be here. They will conduct some service. Let me see. I asked the man there, hey, do you know any churches over here? Oh, yes, you can go there. There is one church is there. Then I asked the bus driver, how long the bus will stay here? Oh, another 10, 15, 20 minutes maybe, he said. Okay, which is important? I want to go to the service, church service. I want to travel. I already took 600 miles ticket. So just now he finished only 2 hours traveling. Then I have to travel entire night. The next day morning I will be in Bangalore. So I thought, what must I do? Then I took my small suitcase and Bible with me. I went nearby the church. Hey, that pastor, I know him. Then I said, I put my head down. Just they're singing. Because that's a strange place for me. And I also singing songs with them. Then after that, pastor stood up, he started to preach. Oh, 20 minutes over. That's all. Then he started to preach half an hour. It's over. Then I raised my head slowly. He's finishing the service. He rushed to me. Hey, pastor, you are here. I missed you. You could have preached in my church. No, I didn't get any leading. I'm very sorry. How are you going back? No, bus is there, I can go, I told. And we finished the church service. I went to the bus station, I saw bus is not there. Bus gone. So I paid a 600 miles ticket. No use. But I am very happy. I worshipped my God. I honored my God. I given glory to my God. Because Sunday is God's day. So I don't want neglect like a foolish. So God given such a strength to seek him. So I am standing in the bus station. Any buses going Bangalore? No. All full. Then one bus, luxurious bus, they came. He stopped. Hey, where do you want to go? I said, Bangalore. This bus is going Bangalore. But we don't have seat, he told. Oh, no seat? I can give you one chance. I can put one stool, small stool. Can you sit, able to sit in that? Yes, I can sit, even I can stand the entire night. I will reach Bangalore, I told. No, he sit in the stool. He gave small stool next to the driver. I am sitting, buses keep coming, but it is little late. 1 hour late, I took other bus. So keep going. And nearly some 45 miles away from my house, this bus stopped somewhere. And I saw there is a big accident was happened, which the bus I left, I missed the bus. That bus was got into the accident. Many of them, they lost their legs and hands and so many bad accident. That is the bus I got down from the bus. I took new bus now, other bus. So when we worship God, when we are seeking God, God will protect us also. Entire week, just one day, 2 hours, you are giving to him, to attention the service and worshiping God, praising God. I love the singing songs. Yeah, we love him to sing unto him. He appreciate our songs. Whatever voice, no problem about that. Sometime I used to sing while I finished my preaching. Then after that I used to sing. Oh, that was bad because throat is gone. It won't look nice. Doesn't matter, I'm not singing for you. I'm singing for Christ. That is true. For him only I'm singing. So all the honor and power, it belongs to God. We want to honor God. So the Bible says in the and Psalms, if you see the book of Psalm 137, Psalms 137, 5 and 6th verse, it says, can you read for me, please? Oh, yeah, 137, 5th verse and 6th verse. He mentioned that if I forgotten the Jerusalem means God's house. Jerusalem means that the house of God. God's house. So this house is God's house. This is not a Pastor Harry's house. This is not a Pastor Harry church. This house owner is Jesus. He is the owner and they are working for him in this building. So it's so sweet to hear about that, no? We should not miss it. If we miss, we will have a paralyze. The right hand never work. I want to take something. Oh no, it's not going there. Because so many times I'm missing the church service. That is the house of God. We should not miss it, any cost. I'm asking you, that's a blessing for you. If you seek God first, it's a blessing for you. And also, the Bible says, if I didn't honor God in the God's house, my hand will be paralyzed. And the tongue will go in the top. It will stay there, it won't come down. Therefore, you can't talk anything about anything. Such a way there is no blessings to the people, they are missing the Sunday service. And the 6th verse it says, read for me the 6th word, Pastor. Hallelujah. Coming to the church is a very joy. Do anybody joy today? I'm going to church. I'm going to church. I'm always thinking when the Saturday night comes, I am very happy Saturday night comes because I'm going to be in the church. So entire night, Saturday night, I used to pray. I'm honoring God. Just I'm telling glory of God. Entire Saturday night, I used to pray. Continuously keep pray, keep pray, keep pray, keep pray. And praying and crying and singing song in my room. Then afterwards, I go to little sleep. 6 to 7 or 6:30, half an hour or 1 hour, I used to sleep. Then I get ready. I'm going to God's house. I'm going to Jerusalem. That is God's house. I never forget the church service. Let me go. And I dressed up nice. Everything's okay. Yes, I'm going to honor my boss. He's my boss. He's my God. He's my father. He's my friend. He is the Almighty God. I'm going to see him. I'm going to honor him. So right time I will go to the church. I never miss even 1 minute also late in the church at all. I never do like that. 10 o'clock means I will be there 9:55 in the church. So when I'm entering the church, I used to say, Lord, I am here. I want to see you. I want to listen to you. I want to honor you. I want to obey you. I will do that. That's why I came here. So I used to cry nearby the pulpit and pray. God will bring the people and we worship God. That is a joyful day. You know one thing? The Sunday is the very bad food for in my house. Sunday. Not good food. So only some dal. She will cook it. Some rice. That's all. No meat. No fish. No chicken. No mutton. No beef. Because we don't have time to cook. No timings. We are going to church. So get ready, get ready, get ready. So I used to tell my wife always, see, I am a bullock cart. Just I am a cow, like a bull. I am pulling the cart. I am helping the master. So wherever the master wants to take, I am going along with him. Therefore, I am a bullock. You know the bullock? You know, everybody know. See, whatever the master want to use him, he will put the yoke on his neck, and he will load it that, and he will send it. Very weight is holding and is traveling and going to the native place where he want to go, where the master want to go. But I used to say, see, I am a bullock. I am working hard. Sundays I am working hard. Morning and evening I am talking to the people. Hundreds of people after the service over there kneel down. I'm praying for them. I'm doing very hard work. But you are not giving nice food, I told. Nice food means we need meat or something. No, we can't do it because Sunday we can't cook it. No grilled chicken, no mutton, nothing. Because today Sunday we are worshiping God. Hallelujah. Then the evening again we get together and worship. Then afterwards we go to home, just something, some food will be there, we eat. But Monday we won't miss it. We will eat the meat. Yes, because Sunday we are busy with God, that's why we are unable to cook it. Praise God. But you know one thing, the Sunday is the Christian people, they will call the mom, you come to my home along with daddy. Okay, mom is coming Sunday morning. And brother, my son, my brother, and my son, my sisters, we are gathering in one place. When that? 9 o'clock in the Sunday, we are gathering in one place in my house, and we are going to have some grill and fire. Do you like to join with us? Somebody asked me last time when I was here, hey, pastor, do you like to join with us? For what, I told him. We are having grill, big grill. And we are having fire. Why don't you join with us? When is that? You tell me, I like to join with you. Sunday 9 o'clock if you're there. It will continue up to 10:30 in the night. Oh, that fire is sampled for the hell. I don't like to have that. I don't want that fire. I want to worship Jesus. I want filled with His Holy Spirit power, fire. That is always good. The Bible says, seek Lord. The Matthew 6 chapter 33 word, it says, first seek unto Him. First kingdom, Jesus. First God. If you seek unto Him, He will add everything in our life. He will give everything in our life. It's happened. One time, I want to go someplace. We took the car, someplace, that is a place, baby church. We want to preach the gospel there. Then I have to come back to the place, the main church place, immediately. Then when we preach in the church in the morning, the baby church, the service was over, it was nice. I preached about the trials and tribulations. The Christians have trials and tribulations, but stand strong. God will help you. I preached there. Then the driver is driving the car. He is the owner of that car also. He is driving. Along with me, there is two sisters. They are very weak sisters. And they are not strong people. See, Americans, they are very strong. They are doing everything by God's grace. Then what happened? The car is keep going on the road. 12:30 in the midday. I finished one service and I want to attend the main church. It's going to be there. 1 o'clock I have to be there to preach. So the car is going very fast. Suddenly I had a sound. Dum, dum. It says like that. The tire is broken. The tire broken. And they stopped it. Very hot. 103 degrees. The heart is there. I don't know what to do. Then I asked the driver, what you are going to do, I told. Pastor, we want to fix the stepney. We have a stepney wheel. So we will fix it. But only one thing. Do you know one thing? He told. What is that one thing? We don't have jack and spanner. We don't have. I forgotten to put it in the car. So how we are going to change it? Sunday we saw no cars on the road. Even though some cars coming, they are going straight away. That's all. They didn't stop it. I told, can we change the tires? I told the driver. He said, no, Pastor, we don't have jack. Okay, you do one thing. I will lift the car and you can put the wheel, I told. He started to laugh. You are going to, that's an ambassador, big car, heavy car. You are going to lift the car. How it is possible, he told. With God, all things are possible. Oh, the God going to strengthen him through that power, we are able to do everything, I told. Then again, he's laughing in the middle of the road. Then I told the sisters, come out and stay there in the shade next to the road. You go and stay there, we will call you. Okay. Then I came to the broken door, broken wheel near. I said, brother, I'm going to lift you up. When I lift that car up, you fix the wheel again, I told. Pastor, it is impossible. Even 3-4 people can't lift up this car. This is a heavy car, he told. You listen, man, take the tire, I told him. And he took the tire. Do you have a spanner for the nut to remove? Yes, I have that. Okay, keep ready to remove that, I told. Just he kept everything ready. And he just is willing to see me, what I'm going to do. I said, keep the wheel there, nearby there. I said, Lord, you are my strength. You are my power. You are my God of God. You are my Almighty. I'm calling unto you. I have to attend the meeting. Lord, help me. Then I say, thank you, Jesus. I pulled it. It came so high. Hey, he said, no, enough. Wait a minute. Put down a little bit, he told. Then I put down a little bit. Then he fixed the wheel. And he clapped. How is he able to do that? My God is going to strengthen me. Whosoever want to worship God, first preference God, they will have some special anointing in them. They have a special strength in them. See, sometime when we filled with the Holy Spirit, our beloved, I can Mike Tyson also, I can eat him. You know Mike Tyson? Muhammad Ali? Yeah, I can eat him also. He's a beloved man, I like him. But I can eat him, such a power. When we filled with the Holy Spirit, we have such a power. Praise the Lord. I can eat Muhammad Ali also. I can eat Mr. Mike Tyson also. Such a power God is giving. So when we worship, we will realize that power is with us. The worship service is very important. Worshipping God is very important. Honoring God in the Sundays, that's very important. You keep it in your mind. All the time, today I'm preaching, but you keep it in your mind. I never miss my service, Sunday service. I want to honor God. I want to do worship God. If you say that, you have some special grace on you. Otherwise, you will be in paralyzed. The right leg and will be in paralyzed. You can't do that. Meaning, whatever you do, you won't get success. Many people, Sunday, one madam came in my church, believer. She's a little bit old woman, some 65 years old. Hey, Pastor Timothy, Pastor, I'm not going to come tomorrow the church, she told. Why, what happened to you? Tomorrow Sunday service, you know that? No, I'm going to buy some furnitures. So they are giving very cheap in Sunday. There is some marketplace. They are giving very cheap rate. So I'm going to pick up some furnitures. That's why I'm taking my husband, myself. We are going there. I saw her. You don't want to worship God? No. We have a fear of God. We want to honor God. But unfortunately, they are selling the furnitures on Sunday very cheap rate. So I'm going to pick it up that one. So please you pray for me. I said, I can't do that, I told her. Please, I pray for me. You told her, I can't do it. What is this? Your duty, you are a pastor. You must pray for me. No, I can't do it, I told again. Why? You are neglecting the church service. You are losing your wisdom. So I don't like it, I told. And okay, she didn't say anything. She went home. And Sunday I saw she is not there. She want to fulfill her desire. She want to buy the furnitures. So then after that, service over, evening 8 o'clock, 8:30, some of them they came, hey pastor, that believer having a lot of sickness, diarrhea and vomit, she's struggling from 4 o'clock onwards in the evening, so please kindly come and visit her, they told. Then I went there, she's having big diarrhea, it's going on, stomach upset and vomiting. What happened, ma'am? Oh, I could have better to stay in the church. That will be good. I missed the service. I went to buy the purchasing the furnitures. I had some food there. Oh, I'm going to die, pastor. I've lost my strength. No, I'm going to die. Please help me. Please help me, she said. Her husband is there. First of all, you confess yourself. Lord, I missed the Sunday service. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Give me good health, please. If you say that, God will help you, I told. Then she started to cry, Lord, I neglect your service, church service. Please forgive me. Only one time, I never go again purchasing anything in the Sunday. After the service, I can buy America. After the service, I can buy India. If they're selling, I can buy it. If you have a money, you can do it. Whatever the things occurred in the will of God, he will help you, he will pray. But many people, they are neglecting the gathering, the assembly. They are neglecting the worshipping God. Therefore, we are getting diarrhea. The snake is coming. A lot of problem. We are losing our strength. When we worship God, oh, we will have some power. When Sarah is singing, I saw there in the outside, she and David and another brother and pastor is singing. Oh, I feel I want to jump there itself. I want to come inside. Oh, I'm getting starting power now. Somebody is giving key inside. The Holy Spirit is giving key. Hey, Timothy, jump. Yes, I want to do something for Christ. Therefore, if you want blessings, if you like to honor God, the only way, the Sunday service is very important. That is, you take it very important for that. See, when I was there and on the way, 600 miles away, I changed the bus because of the worshipping service. I don't like to miss God. He's visiting us in the church service. I saw many times in my church, while we are praising and singing, a great joy. White man, white and white dress. They are very height. Just they are holding the hand like that. they are, one of the angel is coming in the church and he's doing like that, and so I can see his presence. Therefore, Sunday service, God's presence, you can feel that. You should not miss it. I want to buy something, that's why I went to Sunday. I miss, otherwise I won't miss it, Pastor. No, don't say any this and that. Just give first unto God. Can you read for me, Pastor, that 6th chapter, 33 words? Matthew? Yeah. The thing is, everybody know that word. Yeah, everybody know what is that, this $2. Everybody knows. But what is the use you are doing? That is important. Do you want to obey the God? Obey the family? Or you want to gather the friendship on Sunday? You can have a grill also. I will come and join with you after 12:30. After the service over. Then I will be with you up to 6 o'clock. Then leave me. I want to worship again. Any evening service is there. If not, I will open the Bible, keep reading sometime. Then I want to honor God. Can you read for me, please, Pastor?
But seek first the kingdom of God.
It says first. First seek kingdom of God. First God. Then only we will do any other thing. First God. Did you been to church today? Well, I supposed to go. I can't make it. But this evening, Pastor Harry, they don't have evening service. They have a movies, something. Oh, no use of going there. You just enter here in the church, in the compound. Whatever the pastor is doing, you join with him. Sunday evening, he's having film you are showing, Pastor? Not this Sunday. Yeah. Many of them, the churches, Americans, they shut down the evening church service. Why? The people are not coming, that's why. They are not evening service also, they are not coming, many of them. So we need to twice for a day, Sunday. Morning and evening, if you worship, that will be nice. See, we started the evening service when in the beginning ministry, I spread the mat and I kept everything there and I kept the tambourine and I took the songbook and I waited 6:30 onwards. The people will come. I want to worship service, the Sunday evening service. I'm waiting, 7:15. We're supposed to start 7 o'clock. 7:15, 7:20. No one is not there. Okay. I used to sing a song. Then take the tambourine. I used to sing. And now we are going to read the Bible. I used to read the Bible. No one is not there. I used to read the Bible. Everybody will say hallelujah, hallelujah. Myself, I used to shout. Myself. And sometime, no one is not there in the church. What is the pastor doing? They will look unto through the window. Ah, one man is looking through the window, one soul God sent, not inside the church, is looking out of the window. What is that? No one is not there. The church is preaching. I used to preach. No one is not there. I want to continue that habit in my life, just preaching evening time. Now we have nearly more than 100 people, evening, just the evening service we are receiving. I don't like to neglect God's service, God's house. If I neglect, I have to lose my strength in the right hand. That means whatever you are doing business, whatever your work, you won't see the blessings. Many people, they are going avoiding the Sunday service. They didn't see blessings in their house, in their business, among the people. No blessings. You make some sort of vow with God. No, Lord, I will worship you. I will follow you in the Sunday morning service. It's very important. I will give you first preference for God. First God. Next everything. Somebody will come, name my relations will come to my house. They will say, Pastor, I have to go Sunday 10 o'clock in the train. Can you drop me there? No. I will drop you. Definitely I will drop you there. But you must be here up to 12:30. 2 o'clock there is one train. You can travel, I used to say. Wow. I stopped them. Come along with me to the church. Just let's we worship and pray unto God. That will be good. That will be strength. That will bring more blessings in our life. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you see in the Deuteronomy, you can see that. The Deuteronomy itself, you can have a look in that book. Deuteronomy. Did everybody took Deuteronomy? Praise the Lord. We are there. Yeah, 12th chapter. 11 and 12 and 13. If you read that.
There will be the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide.
Hallelujah. There is a place, not in your prayer room. You can pray your prayer room entire day or next day, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, 8 days. But God chosen place is there. This is the place God chosen. Okay, go ahead, Pastor.
Okay. And there you shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, and the heavy offerings of your hand, and all the choice offerings which you vow to the Lord. You shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your sons and your daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levite who is within your gates, since he has no portion nor inheritance with you. Take heed to yourself that you do not offer your burnt offerings in every place that you see.
See, we should not go here and there. We have a big picnic. We are going Sunday morning. Therefore, we don't have church service. Sunday morning picnic we are going. So, what about the service? Oh, we will go on this with play, sing a song there in the park, and we will do everything there. Oh, so far in my church, in my experience, 42 years, I never shut the door Sunday at all. I never closed the door. No. First preference, God. So, this is a chosen place. I want to go there. I want to joy with my son, my daughters, my wife, my husband, my relations. Everybody must be there. See, brother went to work. I came to the church. My boy went to the cricket. My boy went to cricket. Brother went to job. The wife is telling, I am here. Where is your daughter? Oh, she have a friends. So she is there at home. So one person, she is appearing in the church. No use. The Bible says, you and your wife and children, daughter and son, everybody come to the chosen place. Be joy there. You can eat anything. First you worship him. The Bible says, first God. So I'm able to share this word unto you. This time God want to bless your family. In the name of Jesus. Take some decision in your heart. Lord, until my death, I want to worship you. Only one Sunday I missed in my life. That was very sick. I was very sick. Severe fever and headache, body pain. I admitted in the hospital only one Sunday. That's all in my life. I never miss 42 years. I never miss to worship my Jesus. That's why I'm able to be here. You are well-knowledged people, well-educated people. I am not such a educated, but God is with you. I am telling my experience. I am saying my experience. This is the way. First you give first preference God and seek him in the place which he chosen, along with you and your children, everybody. So give first preference. Worship him. God will bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Say hallelujah. We have something to eat. Yes, Sister Louise, sister. We have something in the kitchen to eat? Yes. See, something is that. Don't worry. Don't get tired. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It will help you. If you shout hallelujah, definitely it will help you. Because we are giving glory and honor, praising everything unto God in this one word. Hallelujah. So God will very much appreciate about us. Oh, see, my children, they came very tired, even though they are worshiping me and they are shouting unto me, hallelujah. So they are all seeking me. So I have to do something for this week, something I want to do for them. If you are praying for car or house or job, he will do something good thing. It will happen in this week because I am seeking God. Because I am attending the church service. I used to say all the time, I have thousands of experience I can share with you. It is enough now. Praise God. Hallelujah. God be with you. God will bless you and pray for me and my wife and children and pray for my youngest son Enoch and I need your prayers always. Thank you. And also I want to say many thanks to Pastor Harry and his wife, especially David and Sarah. And also I want to say many thanks to Sister Kathleen. We are very much thankful to her. And also Paul is here. I'm very much thankful to his family. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm very much thankful to each one of you. Hallelujah. 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 Who is going to miss the Sunday service? Do you know that? Who is going to miss the Sunday service? No. Foolish. Foolish people, they are missing the Sunday. Bible says, the foolish, they are missing service. However, the God's day is nearing, we must advise them. Suppose, for example, I'm seeing here one sister. Sister, you must attend the church because God is going to come very soon. You should not miss the service. Just give them counsel because they lost their mind. When they didn't come to the church, they have a little bit mental problem comes, starts. I didn't say you are a mental people. No, don't mistake me. Sorry about that. Whosoever missing the Sunday service, they have some problem. Not here, not there, not here. They have some problem. That's why they are missing the Sunday service. I used to say, and my people, straight away I used to say, when you become mad, and they will say, last week onwards, Pastor, last week onwards I became mad, they will accept. How come? I used to ask them. No, I didn't attend 2 weeks Sunday service. So, if you say yourself mad, I'm not involved in that. The Bible says something about you, that is you and the Bible. I'm talking to you, don't miss the Sunday service. Give glory and honor to God. Hallelujah. 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 We are going to sing a song, Pastor. We will sing a song here and worship God. Then our pastor leads the service. It will go through that. Please. Hallelujah. 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 If you don't mind, you can stand and worship with God with us. Please worship God with us and God will help you. Thank you, my pastor.
Thank you, Pastor Timothy. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to do a song that we didn't practice yesterday, but we know it well enough, I think.